Welcome to the Rich Thoughts Podcast, where our goal is to glorify God and terrify the devil. Get ready. It's going to be a great journey.
Good morning and welcome to Rich Thoughts for Breakfast.
I'm Harold Herring, and that's my fine wife, Beth. On today's call, we're going to discuss God is greater than whatever you're facing.
Hallelujah.
We're going to state the obvious. God is greater than your enemies, your biggest problem, your perceived inabilities. Yes, God is greater than every challenge you're facing or will face today. There's nothing, absolutely nothing that you will face today or this week or ever that God hasn't seen and delivered his children from before. God is greater than whatever you're dealing with. And best of all, he's on your side.
That's it.
Hallelujah. 1 John 4:4. You are of God, little children, and overcome them, because he who is in you is greater than he is in the world. Therefore, we boldly tell you, the greater one lives in you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. No matter what your problem is, God is greater. There is no foe that is a match for God.
Amen.
For Abraham and Sarah, God was greater than their old age, impotence, barrenness, and yes, even bad judgment when they tried to help God out. For Moses, God was greater than the wrath and armies of Pharaoh. For the children of Israel, God's greater than the Red Sea. For Joshua, God was greater than the walls of Jericho. For David, well, God was greater than Goliath the giant. For the three Hebrew boys, God was greater than the burning fiery furnace. For Daniel, God was greater than the lions. For the leper, Jesus was greater than his lifelong blindness. I'm sorry. Yeah.
Jesus was greater than his incurable leprosy.
Absolutely.
For the man born blind, Jesus was greater than his lifelong blindness.
Thank you. For the lame man, Jesus was greater than his sin, deformity, and helplessness. For the woman caught in adultery, Jesus was greater than her sin, guilt, and shame. For the woman who'd been married 5 times and was living with a 6th man, Jesus was greater than her failures, poor judgment, disappointments, and broken heart. For the demoniac, Jesus was greater than the demons that drove him insane. For the hungry multitudes, Jesus was greater than their aching lack. For the disciples, Jesus was greater than the violent storm. For Lazarus, God was greater than premature death. Hear me now. For you, God is greater than the devil and any and everything he can throw at you.
Amen.
So we're going to look at how the greater one in you will deal with the problems you're facing. Got a sin problem? 1 John 3:16, Classic Amplified. For God so loved the world and dearly prized Lana that he even gave his only begotten unique son, so that Lana believes in, trusts in, clings to, and relies on him. Wow. Hallelujah. Relies on him that he shall not perish, come to destruction, be lost, but may have everlasting life. Second, 1 John 1:9. Hallelujah. In the Classic Amplified. So many people today, so many. Lord, help them see themselves in these scriptures. If Ralph freely admits that he sinned and confesses his sins, he is faithful and just, true to his own nature and promises, and will forgive Ralph's sins, dismiss his lawlessness, and continuously cleanse Ralph from all unrighteousness, everything done in conformity to his will and purpose in action.
Third, Isaiah 43:25. Isaiah 43:25, classic Amplified Bible. I am he who blots out Diane's transgressions for my own sake, and I will remember her sins at all. The Message Bible translation of Isaiah 43:25 puts it this way. Yes, I am the one who takes care of my sins. That's what I do. I don't keep a list of her sins. And fourth, Hebrews 8:12 in the New Living Translation. Hebrews 8:12 in the New Living Translation says this. And I will forgive Larry's wickedness, and I will never remember Larry's sins. Got a financial problem. Go ahead.
3 John 2. Beloved, I wish above all things that Sonia may as prosper and be in health, even as her soul prospereth. Deuteronomy 8:18, classic Amplified. But Janice shall earnestly remember the Lord, his God, her God, for it is he who gives Janice power yet wealth, that she may establish his covenant, that he may establish his covenant, which he swore to your fathers, as it is this day.
Psalm 112:3 says, wealth and riches shall be in Lejeune's house, and her righteousness endureth forever. Proverbs 10:22 in the classic Amplified Bible says, the blessing of the Lord, it makes Denise rich, and he adds no sorrow with it, neither does toiling increase it.
2 Corinthians 9:8, classic Amplified. God is able to make all grace and every earthly favor and blessing come to Vincent in abundance, so that he may always and under all circumstances and whatever the need be self-sufficient, possessing enough to require no aid or support, furnished in abundance for every good work and charitable donation. Malachi 3:10, classic Amplified. Glory to God. Will bring all the tithes, the whole tenth, into the storehouse, that there may be food in my house. Approve me now by it, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open the windows of heaven for Will and pour out him a blessing that he shall not be, well, there won't be room enough to receive it.
Do you have a sickness problem? Exodus 15:26. Hallelujah. Exodus 15:26 says, if Gina diligently heeds the voice of the Lord, her God, and does what is right in his sight, gives ear to his commandments, and keeps all his statutes, I will put none of the diseases of Gina, for I am the Lord that heals Gina. And Psalm 107:20, I love your word, I do. In Psalm 107:20, it says, he sent his word and healed Cindy, and delivered Cindy from all destruction. Isaiah 53:4-5. Isaiah 53:4-5 says, surely he has borne Sharon's griefs, sicknesses, and carried her sorrows or pains. Yet Sharon esteemed him stricken, smitten by God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for Sharon's transgression. He was bruised for Sharon's iniquities. The chastisement of Sharon's peace was upon him, and by his stripes, Sharon is healed.
Hallelujah.
In
James 5:15.
That's right.
And the prayer of faith shall save Yelila, and the Lord shall raise her up. And if Yelila has committed sins, they shall be forgiven her. 1 Peter 2:24, classic Amplified. He personally bore Clay's sins in his own body on the tree, just on an altar, and offered himself on it, that Clay might die to cease to exist to sin and to live to righteousness. By his wounds, Clay has been healed. You got a problem with fear? God's got you covered. Joshua 1:9. Have I not commanded Lawrence? Be strong and of good courage. Be not afraid, neither be thou dismayed, for the Lord thy God is with Lawrence, whithersoever he goeth.
Hallelujah.
2 Chronicles 20:15. Thus saith the Lord unto Jonathan, be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is yours. It's not yours. The battle, he won't hear this. The battle is not yours, but God's. Psalm 27:1. The Lord is Larry, the Lord is Bruce. Bruce is light and salvation. Whom shall he fear or dread? The Lord is the refuge and stronghold of... Hallelujah. Put your name in this.
That's right.
Put your name in it. The Lord is the refuge and stronghold of Bev. Bev's life. Of whom shall she be afraid? Romans 8:31. Classic Amplified. If God is for Judy, who can be against her? Who can be Judy's foe if God is on our side?
I love that. Psalm 118:6 in the Message Bible says, God's now at Laurel's side, and she is not afraid. Who would dare lay a hand on Laurel? No, that's fine. Got a problem with failure or attacks of the enemy on you? Joshua 1:9 says, be strong and courageous. Do not tremble or be dismayed, for the Lord, Harold's God, is with him wheresoever he goes.
Deuteronomy 31:6. Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Tremble at them, for the Lord our God is the one who goes with Al. He will not fail Al or forsake him. Deuteronomy 20:1-4 says, when Carol goes out to battle against her enemies, and she sees horses and chariots and people more numerous than her, do not be afraid of them, for the Lord is Carol's God, is with her and goes before Carol to fight, hallelujah, to fight for her against Carol's enemies to save her.
And 1 Corinthians 15:57 says, thanks be to God who gives Dave the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ.
Any other problems can be covered by the 23rd Psalm. Oh, this is so amazing. The Lord is Yvette's shepherd. She shall not lack. She shall lack for nothing.
Amen.
He makes Yvette lie down in green pastures. He leads her beside the still waters. He restores Wanda's salvation, her soul. He guides Wanda in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Hallelujah. Even though Mark walks through the valley of the shadow of death, he will fear no evil, for you are with him. You are with Mark. Your rod and your staff, they comfort Mark. You prepare a table before Daryl in the presence of his enemies. You anoint Daryl's head with oil. Daryl's salvation and his cup runs over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow Michelle all the days of her life. And Michelle shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Hallelujah, and praise his name.
I would say this is a good way to start today.
That's right.
Confess now, don't be offended if we didn't put your name in this.
Or, you know.
You can put your name in all of them.
That's right.
And that's the key.
That's it. We just chose randomly.
We did.
Going down a list.
Yes, we did.
So, anyway, God is good all the time, and all the time God is good.
Absolutely. Join us tomorrow morning at 8:30 Eastern. Until that time, God bless you. Happy trails.
And keep thinking rich thoughts from the Word of God.
We love you. We appreciate you. Bye-bye.